Under a 2009 settlement, the Obama administration is spending $1.6 billion to buy parcels of land with multiple owners and transfer them to tribal governments. But an Interior Department report says when the money runs out in 2022, over 4 million eligible acres will remain. Chuck Sams, a spokesman for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. He says they were the prototype for breaking up communal lands for individual ownership back in 1885.
The Slater Act, which predated the Dawes Act by 2 years, was used as an example of how to break up reservations into checkerboard ownership. So we were one of the first tribes to negotiate and come into agreement with the Department of Interior on the land buyback program, and it's been actually very successful here on the Umatilla Indian Reservation.
Sam says 87% of tribal members have positively responded, giving 10,000 acres of land back to tribal stewardship. Backers hope Congress will make the program permanent, which would enable more land purchases. For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull.